At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And here to talk about that and more from MassinSports.com. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, Rock Abacco. Rock, what is happening?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. And look, what Rodgers is doing, nobody saw it. Even we just played Manzalino after the game. Like, nobody saw this. I don't even think Rodgers himself expected it. But you wrote about this morning, pushing 30 games. The Orioles' rotation earn run average is barely over three. They may have been the worst rotation in baseball for the vast majority of the season. And obviously, Rodgers has a lot to do with this. But where the hell this come from all of a sudden?
That's a good question, because it clearly, like, where they're playing better right now, the dots all lead, first of all, to the improved pitching, and especially the rotation. I know some people said, well, ever since Rutschman came back, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't like when Rutschman was catching before he got hurt, the rotation was doing great. But something clicked here, and yeah, 306 in the last 29 games is the best in the majors. 0-9-1 in the last 8 games, 179 in the last 11. So that's where it all starts. So it's not just Rodgers. You know, Kramer's been better. Sugano shook whatever slump he was in. You know, we saw what Brandon Young did. And so it's the reason why they're playing so much better, and I don't think it's one particular thing. I do enjoy, and you reference this, that nobody is saying with Rodgers, and I give the club credit, they're not saying, oh, yeah, we knew that was in there, we just had to unlock it. Mancelino clearly said, oh, I don't think any of us saw this coming. I mean, I think they believed he could be a good major league pitcher. That's why you acquire him. But doing what he's doing now, I mean, and he even admits that he didn't see that coming. That might be the best reset in the history of resets when he got sent down after 4 starts last year. They kept him down there to work on things physically, but also mentally. And he's not in his own head anymore. And he's able to handle whenever he's struggling. If he gets in a jam, it doesn't break him now. He's confident in getting out of it. And basically the old, you know, one pitch at a time, one batter at a time thing. But it's really been impressive. And they're a fun team to watch right now.
Now, as they're on this hot streak we just talked about, Rock, Kyle Bradish is making one more start. Then he's going to be ready to come up. Tyler Wells himself, not far after that. So what's old Manzo going to do with the rotation, given the fact that, you know, Young had a perfect game into the eighth. Povich had 10 Ks, even though he didn't start the game, but you get the point, against the Astros. How do you work the new arms in to a rotation that has been pitching really well here lately?
There's just too much talent on this team. They got to break them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let the Orioles get hot. I mean, they are going to talk about next month a 6-man rotation, and I don't see how you avoid that because of Bradish if you keep those other 5. And I feel like, you know, it's still, as much as they're still trying to win games and everything else, this is the perfect time to do some evaluating. And that means you run Brandon Young out there every 5 or 6 days. You do it with Povich. kind of get a head start on planning for the offseason and next season and give him that valuable experience. Bradish would be that, make that six. And I really think Wells goes to the bullpen. First of all, they could certainly use him. I mean, they don't really have a closer at this point. It's whoever happens to be available in matchups. So maybe he's that guy, or he's just a late inning, high leverage guy. I feel like everybody has high leverage in that pen. He's got experience doing it. And Mancillino talked about it. It's a little risky to have two guys in the rotation, both coming back from elbow reconstructive surgery. So you have to be more careful with them. You know, you don't necessarily want to extend them out to 100 pitches their first time out. So it's a little bit easier if you have one guy, and Wells can be, you know, shortened and be a bullpen guy. And then Suarez, Albert Suarez is coming back. He's going to be kind of a bulk guy. So that's really going to help the bullpen. So I think with Bradish, and you go with the six, and maybe that's it as far as what they're going to do with starters. But I don't see how you narrow it down to five, because I don't see why you would take one of those younger guys and move them into the bullpen or option them at this point.
All right. Basayo and Beavers, you've seen them obviously down on the farm and down at Sarasota in spring training. They've come up here and look like guys that have belonged here all along. And we'll get into service time manipulation and all that at another point in time. But Manny, when he first came up, was like, look at this dude, baseball IQ through the charts. Gunner, homers in his first game. Adley, same thing, triple, and looked like he had no problems at this level. But watching these two dudes come up, how has it resonated in the clubhouse, which is still a lot of young veterans, but a lot of these dudes are familiar with them because they spent time together themselves down on the farm.
They have. And then, you know, those examples you gave, it's worth noting, too, that they all end up at struggling at some point, though.
Right.
Even if you get off to the great starts, that could still happen here. But they are off to an impressive start. And yeah, I think the clubhouse was kind of anticipating their arrival as well. It wasn't just fans and media saying when they're going to get up here. And, yeah, I don't think it's a huge coincidence it was after the 15th. And that makes sense. Like, why bring up a little early if you have an opportunity to maintain that rookie status? I mean, at this point, when you were competing for a playoff spot anyway, realistically, you may as well do that. But, you know, it's a little more energy in the clubhouse, and you know, you're talented guys, and they earned it, and you want to get a look at them, and I'm sure it's going to invigorate the fan base. We know attendance is down, but they have not played at Camden Yards yet. You're going to get Basayo and Beavers coming for this next homestand. And plus, you've got Mayo. You've got a lineup. Sometimes you've got 7-8 homegrown guys. And that's kind of what was envisioned all along. So, but yeah, I think there were players in that clubhouse, as far as they do know these guys, and they were in spring training. They played with them through the minors. And I think they were also kind of excited about, all right, let's see what they can do as well. And again, you look at this team, not to overreact, but there's every reason to believe they could be really good next year if injuries don't tear apart the roster again. If they just go out and make a couple moves, I still think they need to go out and look for a top-of-the-rotation starter and go ahead and bump everybody down then. And you got to figure out about the closing situation, which is fine right now, but we don't know Felix Bautista, the extent of that shoulder injury, if you're going to need to go out and get a guy. But that the core that they have and the guys they're adding now, I feel like this still could be a really good team. It seemed like everything went wrong this year for them. I think at least fans have something to be hopeful about if they make the right moves in the offseason to be hopeful for 2026.
Rockabacco, MassetSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You mentioned Mayo. Homer, he hit Friday in Houston. You could have hung laundry on that thing, that rope that he had over that wall. But brings us to Ryan Mountcastle. You talk about the future and where guys fit in. Where's he fit in, big picture, in Baltimore, if he fits in at all?
That's the big question. Is it a big pitcher or is it the small pitcher right now, which is mostly going to be DHing or being on the bench? He was at first base last night, but they're going to be, you know, mainly giving Mayo those starts at first, which they should, because they've got, again, get him comfortable there. It's a new position for him. He's definitely shown improvement, and it's part of the evaluation process. You know, Ryan Mountcastle can play it. And for Ryan's sake, and Mancillino mentioned this, another year of arbitration. You want those offensive numbers to go up. You're going to be approaching free agency after that. And if, you know, if he is moving on, I mean, this is an important time for him and certainly next season. Just don't know right now how he's going to fit. I'm not saying he won't, but you look at whatever his arbitration figure is going to be, and you've got Mayo playing a lot of first base, and Basayo is going to play a lot of first base as well. It's getting a little bit crowded at this point. And so I don't know whether they look to maybe move him in the offseason. I don't know if he'd be a non-tender, or you just go ahead and you break camp with him and then see what happens from there. But, you know, his playing time has decreased somewhat. It's going to. And for a guy who's a two-time Gold Glove finalist, it's mostly going to be DHing. And I give him credit. He seems to understand that he's not sulking about it, and he'll just take advantage of whatever opportunities he gets. But this is a little bit different for him now. And, you know, he's had trouble staying healthy. That's been the unfortunate part, is the injuries year after year. So I'm not sure if this is going to be it for him or not, but I know that it's going to be awfully crowded at first base, even with moving Ryan O'Hearn.
Hey, Rock, is there anything in your mind Mancelino can do to get the full-time managerial job?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Run the table. I mean, how do you fire a guy that wins every game the rest of the way? I would think that might do it. But I think, you know, I think he would be under consideration. I'm thinking, I assume they're going to open up a broad search. I don't know whether they're going to prefer somebody with previous managerial experience and a track record or go again with somebody who, like they did with Brandon Hyde, and like they're doing with Mancini right now, that's somebody, a Buck Britton type, who gets that first opportunity. But, it's hard to judge Mancini up to this point because he's working with a roster that, you know, obviously the team wasn't playing well, and then they traded away with nine guys or whatever at the deadline. So you're not going to judge it by wins and losses. But they're playing hard for him, and, you know, he's doing the best he can with what he's got. And maybe now that the roster, they're getting healthy guys back and, you know, these top prospects come up, maybe we can get a better read on what kind of manager he is and what kind of results they get. So I think he would at least be in the discussion if and when they open up this search.
Rock Abacco, MassetSports.com. Rock, we appreciate it as always. Have fun at Fenway. We'll see you down at Camden Yards later this week.
Thanks, Rock.
All right, thanks, guys.
There's Rock Abacco. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Howard Balzer, going to have some lunch with him, talk about what's going on in the NFL just a couple of weeks away from the start of the 2025 season. American League East report at 1:15. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh as well.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.